Okay, so we need to talk, right? And this is specifically towards the LGBT plus Q community. Now, if you haven't listened to the podcast, you can probably go through and listen, but just to reiterate, we have no problems with anyone who identifies with whatever sex or gender they want to. People are people, no matter where you come from, no matter where you're going. Like, everyone's the same and we're in it together. But what I'm about to talk about real quick is the Dave Chappelle special that came out, The Closer. And so I'm recording this on the 8th of October. So I watched it yesterday, I watched it last night. And this morning when I woke up after a fucking 6.1 earthquake that made me feel like I was about to fucking die. By the way, I'm based in Tokyo and we just got hit with like a 80 kilometer wide 6.1 Richter scale earthquake. It was like 10:41 in the evening and it was just like my whole damn everything, my whole room was shaking. But like my TV was gonna fall down, the whole roof was gonna fall on my head. I'm like, well, this is it. It's GG for me. It was a crazy one. And that was a 6.1. Jesus. Like if a 7 or 8 ever hits, we are mad fucked. Basically, yeah, I watched The Closer before the earthquake. And looking at it, looking at it and listening to it, Dave made it very clear, very, very clear in his special. If you actually sat down and properly looked at his special, he literally poured his heart out. He said that he has no issue with the LGBT plus community. He has no issue. It's just jokes. He's a joker. He's a comedian. That's his whole thing. He literally spent the first few minutes just talking about the space Jews joke. And then everyone was like, oh, Dave, why are you bringing the Jews into this? Dave, come on. But it was funny because he's a joker. You don't see Jewish people going and fucking, Dave, why are you talking about the Jews? No, the Jews get it. It was a funny, it was a joke. But no, as soon as he starts talking about the LGBT, as soon as he talks about trans people, all of a sudden, instead of actually understanding what he was saying, it was just absolute outrage. Like they picked and chose the parts of the special where he said stuff and then just went, look, see, he's so transphobic and he's so this. And it's like, no, if you actually listen to the special, he literally said he had a trans friend who he literally said to open for him, Daphne. And he said, look, just open for me. And for 45 minutes, she opened for him. And she bombed. She was doo-doo. She wasn't a good comedian. And then, but when he came out and they start like, she was drunk. Like he said she's so badass. Cause he was like, any other comedian that I know who would have bombed for 45 minutes straight would have snuck out at the back, gone home and cried at home or something. But Daphne, she came off the stage. She went straight into the front row and she was laughing at my jokes just as she usually did. And I was like, that's some hardcore shit. Because Daphne was hardcore. And the funny thing is, as it was going on, Daphne was like, people were booing her because she was shit. But started to realize that she's actually quite funny because of the quips that she was bringing back to the guy that was heckling her in the audience. And even backstage, she was just busting out more quips. And he's like, no, you're actually funny. And then she went and killed herself because she defended Dave online after the special, after Sticks and Stones. She defended him. The LGBTQ plus community dragged her through the mud and she ended up killing herself. And he said that broke his goddamn heart. So what are you trying to do? That's the thing. That's the issue, right? It's like LGBTQ plus community, you guys are just, it's gotten to the point where you want to find a villain. It's like they want a villain. Like anything you say, they just want to villainify you. And why? Like you have so much more freedom than you used to, so much more accepted than you used to, but it seems like they still want to find villainy. I understand you're still going through struggles, but everyone's going through struggles. Everyone's going through struggles. Women right now in what? Texas, in America, they're trying to like just have the rights to have an abortion. Black people are still going through racism. There's still slavery around the world. There's still child predatoriness. There's so much shit going around the world. You are not the only ones going through issues. Stop trying to find villains everywhere and just try and understand the human condition that we're all in. And that's what Dave was saying. Dave was saying this, but it was just, you're not, like he said, you are not listening. You can tell that people went to his special and they picked a joke and went, see, he's so transphobic. But if you had just listened for like an extra few minutes, you would have seen the story he was leading into. He was leading into a story about Daphne. But you guys just went and picked and chose whatever thing he said, especially when he was talking about how trans women and their genitalia is not exactly a vagina. It's more like a beyond meat vagina, like, and then that's what they were like, oh see, he's so transphobic, oh my god. But he was being real. Okay, he was being real. Like, okay, let's, okay, like what he said, let's think about it, right? Like he said something before. He's like, what would you do if you were in, you went into a public toilet as a man, you walked into a public toilet, you go to the urinal, you're taking a piss, and then all of a sudden what seems like a woman walks in and you're like, huh? And then she goes into the urinal next to you and then pulls out a dick and starts pissing. It would be awkward. You're like, oh, I thought you were a woman, and then all of a sudden a dick comes out and you piss. Whoa, that's whoa. Like, you know, or just flip it. What if you're a woman, right? And then you're in the toilet and then you come out of the bathroom stall to go and wash your hands, and all of a sudden a man walks in and you're like, what the fuck? Why? What are you doing in here? A man's just walked in, but then he goes into the urinal and somehow you find out actually this man has a vagina. But before that, don't you see that he's a man? He looks like a man, walks and talks like a man. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing in a woman's bathroom? What the fuck? But then you realize, you have a vagina. So you see, that was what Dave was saying. It would be awkward. It would be awkward. But the trans or the LGBT plus community didn't want to point that out. No, they want to point out the joke he said about the beyond meat vagina. And this is the issue. This is the exact issue that he was talking about. That's why at the end of his special, he said that, you know what? I'm done. I'm done making jokes with you guys. I'm done making jokes. I want to sit down and talk so that we can laugh together. I'm gonna wait to make jokes until we can both laugh together at these jokes. Because that's what he's saying. They're just jokes. He's a comedian. That's what they do. I mean, it was a great line that he said that Daphne wrote, and I can't remember it quote by quote because I'm about to go to work and I just wanted to say this before I go to work. But he said that because there was this running thing that the LGBT or the trans people were saying that Dave was punching down on them, And then Daphne wrote that he doesn't punch down on anyone. He doesn't punch up. He punches lines, you know, he punches lines and he's really fucking good at it, you know, because that's what comedians do. They are supposed to touch the line. They're supposed to find that bridge between going too far, but not really, almost going too far. They touch the line and Dave punches lines. He's really good at his fucking job. He's really good at it. And that's, oh God, just please, please listen to his actual special. And if you, as an LGBT plus member, you're watching The Closer, you're listening to The Closer, and you still think that he's transphobic or he's anti your cause, then like, what else is Dave supposed to do? I don't get it. I don't understand. Because he made it perfectly clear that he's with you guys, that all he's doing is jokes. I mean, if he can laugh about, if he can make jokes about Jew people, make jokes about black people, make jokes about white people, make jokes about all of this other stuff, and then everyone else is fine, but you are the only guys taking it super serious, then what does that say about you and your mentality? Huh? What does that say about you that you can't take a joke? You need to be able to laugh at situations. And if you can't be able to laugh at situations, then what's going on? What is this? You can't villainify every single person. Not everyone is against you. I'm going to leave it with this, right? Back in the day, I think I was still a teenager. So this was 18, 19, possibly 17 youngest. I remember going into Central London and I was with me and my mates. We had a few girls in the group as well. And we decided to go into one of the gay clubs. I mean, there's only a few gay clubs in Central London. You can probably guess which one it was. And we were lining up to get into this club because we just wanted a night out. Now, I remember this because this was such a distinctive memory for me, right? We were in the line to get into this club. And of course, it's obvious that me and the guys in the group, we don't look gay. We didn't sound gay. But we were in the line with our girl, with our friends that were girls. And we were as a group, we wanted to get in, just have a little fun. Because I've never been to a gay club, so I just wanted to check it out. Because I'm like, yeah, cool, I'm open. Let's go check out the gay club. I didn't know there was a gay club here. Let's go. Should be a fun night out. And when we're near the front, what happened is the bouncers there, or the people in charge of who goes in or whatever, they were gay, of course. But what they were doing, they saw that we were straight. They stopped us. And then we had to stand out there outside for longer because they were letting only gay people through. And they were like, excuse me, you gotta wait. And we're like, huh? And they just kept letting more gay people through. And we're like, we also want to go in as well. And they were like, excuse me. They're starting to make a situation. And I'm just sitting. I remember standing there, like, being so frustrated. Like, bro, it's a line. We were here first. Just let us in. But they wouldn't do that. They were like, excuse me, you've got to wait. And the other gay guy was laughing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And you can see that I'm getting more and more frustrated. And then the people in my group are like, George, calm down. It's not worth it. It's not worth the situation. You're just going to get kicked out of the line. I mean, it did get up to the point where I was steaming. And then, like, I was going to, like, have an argument with one of them. And then my friends had to be like, just calm down. Just leave it alone. Eventually, I just had to swallow my rage, even though I was still angry. And we did get in. And, you know, we tried to make the best out of the night and tried to be happy and stuff. But afterwards, especially down the line, I was like, why would you do that? Like, as a gay person, what do you get from actually, you know, doing that? Because what you just did was effectively almost made someone that would have been, you know, homophobic. You pretty much almost created a creature that you hated. Because I wasn't home. Why? If I was there as a straight man in the line, going into a gay club, having money to pay your establishment, I was going to buy drinks, I was going to have a laugh, promote your shit if I had fun as well. And what you were doing was actively being sexist, genderist? I don't know what it was, but you're effectively creating, like, you know, you're creating the thing that you hated. Like, I have no issues with gay people, but those gay people at that club, oh, I hated them. Because I'm like, what the fuck was the point of that? You just made me pissed off with you. Like, I'm out here literally as a straight man trying to spend money to help out your community, and you're blocking me from doing that. How does that help anyone? I was so fucking stupid. That's why I was so angry. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What, you think that I'm homophobic being in this line? What was the point? It was just, and that is the issue. I thought that we were past this, but decades in the future and people are still doing this. They're still trying to make villains when there are no villains. People out here trying to help your community, but you're just trying to see some devils trying to punch down on you. And ain't no one punching down on you. There's people that are actually doing that. But what you need to realize, that's happening to everyone. It's not just you. There was another joke that Dave said, how it was the woman showed him a picture of her daughter. And he was like, ooh. But he was trying to be nice. But then the woman was like, what? Anything wrong? She's trans. And he's like, oh, okay, shit, that was a trap. This woman, this bitch is, knows exactly who I am. And then a few days later, or a week later, when he was at another club, he actually saw the daughter. He saw the daughter in a club, and she was with two big black gay guys, like muscly dudes. And he went up to her just to like congratulate her on her business being in Hollywood and stuff. But then she started going out on him, saying that he's transphobic and blah blah blah, and that you don't know our struggle. We've been struggling for decades. And then he was like, decades? You've been struggling for decades? And then he was looking at the two black guys. Does anyone you two want to tell this bitch? Clifford? Because black people have been going through this for centuries. Centuries of fighting. So stop making villains. That's it. Just stop making villains. Understand we're all in this together. Actually listen to his special. Listen to what he's saying. There's love. There's just nothing but love. Please stop trying to make villains. I'm going to leave it on that, man. Have a great day. Have a great life. Watch out for these earthquakes, man. Jesus Christ, 6.1. That shit scared shit out of me, man. Ducked under my table real quick. I was playing on my Switch as well. I got under the table. I still had my Switch in my hands. I was like, GG for me, man. Still playing on my Switch. I'm like, I'm going to go down gaming. The earth is fucking shaking all around me, and I got my Switch in my hands, like under my table, like, GG, man, I'm gonna play some games before I go out. Oh, man, I'm gonna go to work, guys. Love to all, and peace.